The BC Utilities Commission has rejected an application by BC Hydro to increase its fees at electric vehicle, EV, charging stations, on an interim basis. BC Hydro had proposed an average increase of 15% at its 84 stations to cover the costs of the service. The fastest charging station was proposed to double. The commission said the application was rejected because the proposed rates are materially different than the current rates. Furthermore, the application set new rates for charger power level intervals, as opposed to set power levels, and introduced a new extended stay charge. The commission did not dismiss the need for higher rates, rather it stated it would establish a streamlined review process to expedite a full review for a permanent proposed increase. The commission said, BC Hydro is unclear in its application about how it would refund or recover the difference between the existing and proposed new interim rates. The BCUC recognizes that the current interim rates do not recover BC Hydro's full cost of providing EV charging service, a consideration which may result in a larger rate increase as time passes. Given this, the BCUC has established an SERP to expedite its review of BC Hydro's application and is inviting public participation in the process, stated the Commission August 17. BC Hydro moves to expedited review. The Commission said existing rates run at 12 cents per minute for a 25 kilowatts charger, 21 cents per minute for a 50 kilowatts charger, and 27 cents per minute for a 100 kilowatts charger. BC Hydro proposed 25 cents per minute for 25 to 50 kilowatts, 33 cents for 50 to 100 kilowatts, and 55 cents for 100 to 200 kilowatts. It also proposed a 44 cent per kilowatt flat fee for fast chargers, and 33 cents for level 2 chargers. In response to the rejection, BC Hydro said proposing an average increase of 15% on charges responded to a previous commission decision indicating that given the costs, the utility's current rates were too low. BC Hydro said it move forward with an expedited review. BC Hydro had applied for interim approval of the increased rates while the application is under consideration to try to address this concern as quickly as possible. However, in BC Hydro's view, the expedited review of BC Hydro's application, initiated by the Commission, will achieve the same outcome. We respect the Commission's decision and look forward to participating in this expedited process to review BC Hydro's application. Our current rates are less than the cost of operating and maintaining the network, and the proposed increase was intended to ensure we're recovering our costs as we look to expand our network significantly in the coming years with more British Columbians making the switch to electric vehicles, stated BC Hydro. The Crown Company stated it currently has 151 chargers at 84 sites across the province. In the next 10 years, it's proposing to expand to over 3,000 charging units. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.